With allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I'm going to switch things up a quick bit because I know, oh, we do that, and Ms. Holmes is here as well. Dr. Marinucci, if you don't mind, I know there are two things that are of vital importance that you and I spoke about.
Yes.
But we mentioned in the CBOC meeting, and for those other board members on the call, the last time we met, we had talked about a bonus for our faculty members and staff at the school, as well as a raise, and I know we're going to be going over the financials, but we do need to vote on those. And in the interest of time, I don't want to hold anyone up, but do you believe, Dr. Marinucci, we can get through the financials and then do a quick vote just in case someone has to jump off?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Then let's move the agenda to the financial report first, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And I'll just also recognize that we do have a quorum. Dr. Irwin, Bishop Thomas, Dr. Fletcher, Mrs. Holmes, Mrs. Comagies, our head of school, Dr. Marinucci, our assistant head of school, Mr. Hudson. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to see. I thought I saw him before in the frame.
He is here. He's here.
I'm here.
I got side-by-side things going on the computer. And if you could just let everybody know who else is in the office with you.
Sure. So Mr. Hudson is here. Ms. Barch is here. Financial specialist, Ms. Deborah Girardi, the deputy principal assistant, is here. We already mentioned Ms. Comagies. And then we have Ms. Walker, our head of special ed, here as well.
All right. Perfect. I'll turn the floor over to Dr. Manning.
Okay. So the financial report keeps looking better. Each time we put this together, it's a pleasant thing to do. So our charter transportation looks to be close to this number. This is probably a little lower than what it's going to come in at. And our operations number actually went up. Our total budget in all went up by almost $800,000 since our last board meeting, which was wonderful. So the operations line is now at $3.3 million. Then we have our basic other state funding areas that you can see listed. Those are the same ones that we've had in the previous months. As far as the local funds, we are now at about $1.37 million in local funds. That's because we carried over quite a bit 2 years ago. We carried over all of it last year, and we're planning to carry over all of it this year as well. So then you can see the other smaller amounts that we have in our local fund line. And then you'll see our federal fund line. So our federal funds consists of the COVID money. It consists of our minor cap improvement funds and our federal grants. What you'll notice is the FY22 federal grants are not even showing yet. So that money had not loaded as of the time of this report. Now we do have it, so it will be added to the next report next month, but even without it, we're sitting at 8.46 on our all funds total. Salaries, in the operating budget summary, I went ahead and predicted out with salaries what the salary and benefits, as well as the other employment costs and all of those pieces, will be. And that puts us just at a little over $4 million. We've got the utilities projected out pretty well. The lease is accurate. The transportation number is pretty accurate as well. The food service is more of an estimate, but I think it's a very a very good estimate based on what we know we spend per student. And then you can see the budget for textbooks, instructional supplies, building maintenance, custodial services. And what you will also notice is our contingency line has gone up by $250,000 again to $1.75 million. And then we still have almost $270,000 in our unallocated line. In all, we're sitting at 16.1% expended, and we're at 25% through this year. The next report shows you the, this is kind of that one-stop report where it shows everything. Unfunded payroll is a matter of us just needing to recode some things. Ms. Bartsch is waiting for the state to offer the training she needs to make that happen. And then, let's see, the other negative is the sub-reimbursement family leave. So that is a special line that we charge salaries to for maternity leave coverage, and then we get reimbursed at the end of that maternity leave. So we do have that leftover operations amount from last year. And then what you'll see is essentially, for the local funds, there hasn't been a whole lot of activity other than cafeteria expenditures. And then on the federal funds, we did spend out the Title II monies that we had that were about to expire. And there's been a little bit of activity on the minor cap improvement and some on the COVID funds. Overall, we're sitting at the 16.1% expended. You can see that at the summary at the bottom. That's based on 370 students. We ended up on the unit count with 375. So we were pretty close to, we were actually a little over, which was great. And then the last page of this report shows you, and this again is with the proposed raises as well as the proposed bonus money for staff. The bonus money is sitting in the EPR line. It is not that total amount. What is also in the EPR line is the money that we paid for salaries for the summer academy, for the staff that work the summer academy. And then what you can see is that we're sitting at 20% overall in salaries, at 25% through the year. We're at 20% on other employment costs. We're at 19% on contracted services and 33% on supplies and materials, which is to be expected because we do make initial purchases at the start of the year. Capital outlay, we haven't had any expenses. And again, we have that just about $270,000 in unallocated and the $1.75 in our contingency reserve line with 16% expended at 25% through the year. Does anyone have any questions?
One question.
Sir.
Actually, it might be two. This is Dr. Fletcher.
Okay.
I noticed that our salary level is significantly high at this point, over $4 million, is perhaps really contingent upon a lot of the $3 million federal funds that are still going into our pot. So my question is, will we be able to sustain these higher salary levels, which includes the raise that we're going to talk about later on, into 2022 and 2023 if the federal funds sort of disappear?
Yes, sir.
We had a good spot. We had a good spot with federal money because of the circumstances and COVID and a lot of things like that. But we got substantial money like we've never had before. So my question is that level. So will we be able to stand it? I lay that in your hands.
Yes, we can. I have been working these numbers all the way around, every which way. I redid the same report 5 times just to make sure that I came up with the exact same answer each time. And I recalculated everything, assuming we will be going up in students by some, but not a whole lot from where we are. And I did remove all of the COVID funding in the calculations to make sure that we could sustain the salary, because it would be a travesty, I think, if we were to provide something and then have to take it away later. So it is absolutely sustainable. And again, what we do not show in here is the federal funding that will be continuing, such as the Title I funds, which carries a lot of our salaries for our paraprofessionals. The special ed funds, which carries the salaries for our special ed support providers. So the budget amount that you're looking at is going to go up in our total amounts received, and we have been very careful with the numbers that we estimated for salaries, and actually cushioned a little higher than they actually should calculate out to be.
Okay. Second question: would you say, just your opinion,
yes,
that AOD salaries are competitive with the district equipment right now where we are?
I wouldn't want to
say that we're losing good people because the district is able to offer them more work, at least at the level. We're not underpaying.
And that's one of the things that I've worked on over the past 2 weeks, is looking at how our salaries compare. And we are funded at a lower rate than what the traditional schools are. So we get 70% of what they receive. So we are not able to pay them the same as they would make if they walked across the street. But by giving these raises, we are getting our scale a lot closer to that number.
Okay, that's good. Thank you. That's all I have.
Thank you.
Any other questions on the financials? All right, I'm going to now entertain a motion to approve the financials as of October 2021.
I'll second.
All right, it's been moved by Bishop Thomas and seconded by Dr. Fletcher to approve the financial report as of October 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, any abstentions? Seeing none, the financials are approved. So now, Dr. Marinucci, in the interest of time, if you could, I know we did vote once before on a bonus package for faculty and staff, but you and I briefly spoke about revising that. If we could now just get a quick report on the two other items that we need to vote on related to raises and bonus.
Okay, so my request was that, because our staff is working so hard and just doing an outstanding job in really difficult times, that we make the bonus for our staff $1,250 per person, which allows them to take home closer to $1,000 per person, rather than have it be a $1,000 bonus that they then take home somewhere around $700 per person. So that would be that request. And then the other request is just, do you want them as two separate items?
Yeah, you can do them as two separate, but you can explain the second one.
Okay. The second one would just be to allow, I have created a new salary scale, putting us to the point where we're putting our employees, essentially to making the state salary plus 30%. That's on the teacher scale, and then we've looked at the paraprofessional scale and the other scales as well. So really the focus is on the teacher scale and putting it to where we have our portion, and then we have the teachers earning the state plus 30%, so that the academy is funding 30% of the salary, which does put us closer to what the local districts are providing around us. And then we have some lead teachers that would get a little bit of an additional salary on top of that. So we've developed out a full scale and a full package that I believe is going to make things much more equitable for our staff.
Okay, perfect. So thank you, Dr. Marinucci. So for the sake of the board, We did vote once before on a bonus, and that was for $1,000, but we want to revise that to $1,250, so we need to re-vote on that, and then vote on the salary adjustments, which Dr. Marinucci explained after Dr. Fletcher asked the question, so they should be definitely sustainable. So Dr. E is still here. He needs to run. So I'm going to entertain two separate motions for vote if somebody would like to, in no particular order, like a motion. I would rather make a motion to vote on those two separate items.
I move a motion to for those items to be voted on.
Okay, are you asking about the revising the bonus to $1,250, yes, or the raises?
Both, if possible.
Okay, we have to do it one at a time, Dr. E, I'm sorry.
Okay, the one to $1,250.
Okay, so there's been a motion that we approve the bonus of $1,250 for faculty and staff at AOD Charter School. Do I hear a second?
I'll second
that.
All right, and it's been seconded by Dr. Fletcher, and I apologize for the record. It was a motion by Dr. E. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, excellent. So that will go into effect probably before the holidays. Now I'll entertain a motion to vote on the salary adjustments / raises for the recognized faculty and staff that Dr. Marinucci has or will put in place.
Just a bit of unreadiness. You mentioned that you created a new grid or staff alignment, which shows the detail of this. But this is not everybody. This is selected people.
Correct.
And without actually seeing anything like that, I feel a little uncomfortable. So I'm going to hesitate right now on that particular part of the vote, unless I see who you're talking about. You said you created a new scale or something like that.
So I may have not explained that well. It's so the state puts out a salary scale that shows what the state provides for a person with a bachelor's plus 15 and master's. I created that scale new for our academy. So it's everyone that is on a teacher contract.
Okay. I think I understood it that the state fund is at 70% of what they give, providing state money for other districts. Okay. And so your 30%, I thought, was making up the delta, but you said, very carefully, you said the 30% still doesn't get us at the level that the state funded, so that we're matching.
What I'm saying is that it used to be that the state would provide 70% and then the schools would provide the 30% local, and so a lot of the schools are now closer to 40% local.
Okay, you didn't mention that, so that's new data. Okay. All right. Well, you know, at some point, I hope you will be able to send that chart to the board.
So absolutely.
So that we can get through this motion. Okay?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. I understand. So we can go back to the motion and what board chair Camille Boynton had requested.
So I have it.
Go ahead. Ooh, you don't expect me to see that.
I just need a moving for the motion.
Yeah, I just moved that. We approved the supplement increase of the state level plus the 30% that was requested by Dr. Marinucci.
All right, it's been moved by Dr. Fletcher. Do I hear a second?
I second it.
All right, it's been seconded by Bishop Thomas. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, the motion passes. And I know, Dr. E, you have to jump off, but we still should have a quorum because I think we should be fine. Thank you so much, Dr. E.
Yeah. Enjoy your meeting, everybody.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a good one. All right, we're going to go back to the agenda. Thank you, Dr. Marinucci, for the clarification.
Absolutely.
Dr. Fletcher for the question. So... We will now, I'll now ask for, I know you guys were forwarded the minutes ahead of time from our last meeting. If we want to waive the reading of those minutes, I'll now entertain a motion to approve with any corrections. The, I believe, and I can't, if you could increase it a little bit, Dr. Marinucci.
There you go.
Yeah, there you go. The September 23rd, 2021 Board of Directors meeting.
I move that we accept those minutes from the 9/23/2021 Academy of Dover Board of Directors meeting with any necessary corrections.
I can second that.
Okay, it's been moved by Bishop Thomas and seconded by Dr. Fletcher that we approve the September 23rd, 2021 Board of Directors meeting minutes with any necessary corrections or edits. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Okay, I think
I don't hear anybody in the room there, Dr. Marin.
Yeah.
They're here.
Aye.
I know we need a wide-angle camera in here.
Yeah,
so moved. So that the meeting minutes are approved. I don't think we have any public comment. So now we'll move on to the principal's report. I know we have some information about our charter renewal.
So, yes, the charter renewal process is well underway. After spending countless hours putting together the packet that that was required to be submitted and answering many questions through that process, I believe there was 143 questions as part of the renewal application. It was quite a lot. We were able to have our meeting and present our. Kind of our what amazing things have happened here at the Academy. So what we were able to do was we were able to talk about how we really embrace the whole child, talked about the different programs that we offer here at the Academy, and then we were able to show the change in enrollment just over the past couple of years. So this chart really shows you what we've done, and I am confident that next year it's going to go much higher with the addition of our eighth grade. We're approved to go up to 410 students, so we will again go up in enrollment. This shows you our contingency reserve and how it has significantly changed in the recent years. What I think was something that I was the most proud of, and the other two items were definitely something to be proud of, but the fact that we, our staff, participated in a survey last year, a national survey, and we outranked the national average in every single area surveyed. And I will tell you, if you pay attention to Facebook, the news, or kind of other teachers talking around, most of them aren't as happy as we happen to be over here. So we like to say we're on our happy little bubble here. And you can see that lime green line represents where the national average is, and the bars going up show where our staff says we are. So that's pretty good. To be able to show that. We also showed our testing over time by grade and year. So this chart shows a couple of different things. So it shows the turquoise color is our students and our scores in ELA. The gray color shows our students who are African American and their scores in ELA. And then if you look at the lines, the higher line here is the state average of all students, and then the second line is the state average of African American students. So I thought that was something that we wanted to really take a look at, how our students overall did, and then how our students by subgroup did in comparison with the state. And what you can see is that really the gap between students is smaller in our school than across the state average. You can also see that we totally trend with the state average. So where it goes down, we went down, and where it goes up, we're going up. So you can really see that. This is by grade over time. And then this next chart shows you that cohort of student over time. So it's the same data, but it allows us to look at groups of students as third graders, then as fourth graders, then as fifth graders, and whatnot. So, and I also put in there the era where there was no test. So, and unfortunately, students across the whole state didn't do as well as we would have hoped last year when they did take the test. So, that's ELA. I sent this to you as well, so if you want to look at it a little deeper, you have that opportunity. And then you can see the same data by math over time, again, in grade clusters, and then secondly, by cohorts. So we are spending a lot of focus on the academics and the rigor and making sure that our students get the opportunities that we know they deserve. And we've got a much higher rated curriculum now in place for ELA and for math. We're using the state curriculum for science and social studies. And we're definitely seeing the increase in the effort needed by our students, but we're also seeing an increase in the results by them on what they're able to do. So we're very much looking forward to this year and the testing and the results and seeing that our students really show us what they are capable of doing. So,
and if I could just jump in really quickly, I've been through quite a few of these renewals and modifications. This was the first time where I think in the history of the school, they probably only asked two or three questions, which is a good sign. And most of the comments were congratulatory comments toward AOD. So I'm looking forward to a positive response from the Charter School Accountability Committee.
Yeah, so we did receive back their written feedback. We don't have much to do in response to what we received back. The most of it was congratulatory, and just there were a couple of places where they just wanted us to clarify a few things, and then the final questions and concerns will be November 16th. November 23rd is the final hearing. It's scheduled from 1 to 4. It begins at 1 and then it ends when it ends. We'll send out a calendar invite for all of you for that as well. And then the final report is delivered to us the end of November. The final public hearing is December 6th. Public comment closes December 8th. And it's heard by the State Board on December 16th. So, that's our process moving forward.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Marinucci. Do we have any questions on the charter renewal process? All right. Hearing none, I will now move on to our teacher's report. If Ms. Comegys is here.
Where am I looking? Okay. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hey. everything's been going well. We're excited to have the concrete being poured and the new building being started. Tomorrow we have a half day, so we're going to have parent-teacher conferences. And, thank you for the tuition reimbursement, by the way. For accepting that.
Okay, no problem. I told Dr. Marinucci, Ms. Comegys, at one of your upcoming staff meetings, I think I'm going to try to make it next Tuesday, if any other board members are available in the afternoon, just to come down and just say hello to all the teachers and to let them know the board is appreciative of all their efforts, especially during COVID pandemic, even though it's not over. We just like to come down and say thank you. And anybody else, I think it says 3:30. Was that correct, Dr. Marilyn?
Yes.
Okay. So I'll try.
Did you say 4 o'clock next Tuesday? 3:30 might be tight for me because I'm still teaching on Tuesday, Thursday.
We'll wait for you, Dr. Fletcher.
I could get there.
They'll wait for you, Dr. Fletcher. She said.
Okay, 4 p.m. next Tuesday. Got it.
Perfect. All right. Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Comagese.
Thank you, guys.
We do not have a PTO report. Any announcements from anybody at the school? Hearing no announcements, I know that we have some conflicting meetings. Some board members have to leave. I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn. Actually, I apologize. Let's set our next meeting. The fourth Thursday obviously always ends up being Thanksgiving. Do we want to do November 18th?
Let me double check.
The only other option would be December 2nd. But then 2 weeks from that date, December 16th, we probably would have to have our December board meeting because of the way the holiday calendar is.
So you're suggesting the 18th November?
Correct.
As the alternative?
Yes.
That's good with me.
Yeah, that works for me as well.
Okay, Dr. Marinucci, does that work for you and your staff?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So we'll set our next board meeting for December 18th, 2021, CVOC at 5:30.
No, you meant November.
November. November 18th, CVOC at 5:30, board meeting at 6 p.m. All right, I'll now entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, I'm just going to say. Dr. Fletcher moved, and I believe Bishop Thomas and Ms. Comagese both seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
All right, we are now officially off the record at 6:36 p.m. on October 28th, 2021. Everybody have a safe and good evening.
Thank you.
Good meeting. Thank you.
Good night, everyone.
Thank you. Good night.